As a new principal, Elisa Luna inherited a violent inner-city school.
We had parents coming in trying to fight kids. We had parents fighting each other.
Threatening kids.
What made it worse? This is an elementary school. Kindergartners through fifth graders were at the heart of the chaos.
Bringing in stuff.
Yeah. Porn, they were bringing in
knives.
By 2006, a three-year turnaround transformed Inskip Elementary from a state-listed failing school to a school with the seventh highest test scores in Tennessee. To get there, Luna studied the latest research, set priorities, and faced the biggest challenge first.
We had to get behavior under control before we did anything else.
Inskip's behavior rules may seem authoritarian, even militaristic, but the teachers say the kids crave the discipline. And when Luna corrects kids in the hallways, they still expect a hug.
Sam, do you have your hood on? I'm going to hurt you. You want to be interviewed for a minute? Hold on one second. What you need, baby? Are you doing good?
Yeah.
As she was buckling down on student behavior, Luna asked teachers to help her change school culture.
We started making, like, positive phone calls home to parents because the only thing they were hearing was negative, negative, negative.
Luna also set high expectations for teachers. After 6 months, she fired the teachers who didn't meet them.
There is no way with my conscience I could let a teacher sit in there and not be doing the best job that those kids deserve.
But Luna's determination to change the status quo put her on a dangerous path. One snowy February afternoon in 2010, Luna fired a fourth grade teacher. He walked out of the building and walked back in with a gun. He shot Luna and assistant principal Amy Brace multiple times at close range. Both survived, but a bullet struck Luna's spinal cord, paralyzing her lower body and putting her in a wheelchair. No one would have blamed her if she never came back, but she did.
When I was in the hospital, the only thing I wanted to do was get back to this school. You know, I wanted to get back to kindergarten graduation and fifth grade graduation and to get back to my teachers because I knew that they depended on me. We all depend on each other.
Happy now?
Yeah. Kindergarten teacher Amy Slay says when Luna was shot, it was hard to keep that turnaround momentum going. Slay says Luna's vision, leadership, and constant communication helps teachers see the bigger picture and stick with the hardest challenges.
There's change. You make changes, and at first it's hard. And at first you're kind of unsure.
And you all get mad at me.
We get pissed at her. But the change is always for the better of us, and most importantly for the students.
Morning!
Good morning! How are you?
How is everybody?
We're doing fabulous.
Yeah? Yeah.
Luna still holds her teachers to high expectations. Every now and then, she still has to fire someone. After all, it's part of the job. But she says there's no fear in that decision. She knows she's doing right by her students. She says Inskip needs teachers who love them, care for them, and never give up. She won't accept any less.
I think that everybody has a purpose in this life. And I know it's my purpose to make sure that these kids have the absolute best teachers. I just know it in my heart.
Luna says Inskip kids are the students society expects to fail. Kids whose daddies are in jail, whose mamas are on welfare, kids who come to school without breakfast or lunch, students who never learned to speak English. But in this inner city community where other people might see an insurmountable challenge, Elisa Luna sees potential every single day. From the Southern Education Desk, I'm Christine Jessel in Knoxville.